Hello. Welcome to another episode of Good Stuff with Bad People. I'm your host, CJ Cox. I am here with Dart Gentopoulos.
I'm Jackie.
Jackie. And Jackie Siclari.
I'm going through the change.
Jackie Siclari. All right. Okay. Let's see. We're bad people. I'm a bad person because, it's sort of an involved story, but I tortured my nephew this weekend. And this is a different nephew than was down
Your
the previous
family
weekend.
Is way too big.
I
can't keep track.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a lot of family.
This is not the one who brought the pie, right?
This is not the one who brought the pie.
Okay.
So this is my nephew Cade, who you know.
Oh, Cade's adorable.
So Cade's kind of like my spare kid because he's been coming down here since he was 12. Yeah, like spending summers and everything down here.
Wow.
I tried to turn my kid gay because you know that's what you do as a gay parent, and that just didn't take. You know, he just gave up on him. I mean, because you know, yeah. So Dart and Al were friends. That's how I know Dart. They went to school together. And you know, admittedly, Al is just, he's a jock bro dude, right?
He's a dude.
Yeah, he's kind of flowered into that.
I don't know if flowered is exactly the word that I'm using in this context.
I feel it is.
When I see dudes like Aloe, it feels like they are performing.
Really?
That they are filling a role that they know it, even though they enjoy it and they do it and everything. But it just feels like it's an act.
It's an act. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Because he got that at college, so he went to this really crunchy granola liberal arts college.
And so he probably went anti granola, and that's that he decided to do that character.
I don't think it's a character. I think he just kind of, because there he got shit for being, in their words, a white cishet fuckboy. And that he had, that everybody was sort of, they embraced sort of gender fluidity and everything. And they gave him a hard time for the fact that he had caved to societal and familial pressure to accept the genitalia that he was born with.
I love my genitalia.
This is liberal arts, but I don't
That's
know.
That's terrifying.
You can't
be yourself.
Did you run into the same thing? I mean, because you
it wasn't that. It wasn't that toxic.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. It was intense, certainly.
Okay, because you went to Berkeley.
Yeah.
Right. And
wow.
What?
Oh my.
Yeah. So it was
well,
funny.
You should be able to.
Telling you and your genitalia that you
embrace.
Were wrong is interesting.
You should be able to embrace your bro.
I mean, just
if you're going to be like that. Yeah. That should be one of the categories. Like,
if
gay,
the bro
wasn't queer,
hurting anyone
bro.
Around them or propagating problems, then that's let the bro be bro.
But he grew into bro. He wasn't a bro when he went there. That environment made him a bro.
No.
Was he a bro?
He was kind of. Yeah, he's been kind of growing into the bro dude thing for quite a while. So. But that's not what this is about. So then there's
Cade,
my nephew
we got Cade,
Cade
who is,
nephew
let
Cade.
Me just clarify, he is not even close to being a bro. He's the opposite of a bro.
So I tell people that, I turned him to the dark side because I showed him Female Trouble.
That's a fun movie.
So when he was down, the summer that he was down here when he was 14, I showed him Female Trouble. And a season of Ab Fab, and done deal.
Just
ruined his life. Yep, pretty much. So he was down this weekend, and I was just tormenting him. So we were going to an Oscar party, which was fun. But on the way, and because it was Oscar night here in LA, which is basically it's prom night in LA. Mm-hmm. And so it's a big deal.
Streets are empty.
Yeah. And on our way, we were at a stoplight, and there were these two women that were also going, I guess, to another Oscar party or something, and they were carrying this elaborate cake.
Ooh, cake. Oh, no. Yeah. Now you got my attention.
And they were carrying it down the sidewalk to this van.
It didn't fall, did it?
Oh, that's the thing. And that's why, that's part of the reason why I'm a really bad person.
It fell.
Oh, wasn't just hoping.
No.
I threw things at them.
I was like,
drove close.
No. And I rolled down the window and I was telling Kate, like, okay, here's a soda bottle. Throw it at him. Cause I wanted them. I just wanted the cake to fall so bad. It was
just, I never root for fallen cakes.
I don't know. And that's why you're a better person than I am, because
I terrible.
I just wanted them to trip and just see this cake go down. But that's not the worst thing that I did.
Wow.
Right. So so then we went to this Oscar party, and he had several cocktails. And then he was...
Cade or the host?
No, Cade did.
Of course he did. That's what he does.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so on the way back, in sort of that drunk fashion, as we're parking in the driveway, he's getting very sweet and sentimental.
Aww.
About, all the time that he spent down here and aww. Sort of like how, you know, he was saying like this was kind of more of a home. I mean, his parents went through kind of a bad divorce when he was a kid. So that's gotcha. Kind of, he spent all his time down here, and he was just saying like, you know, this was kind of.
Did more, he cry?
No, he didn't. But because I was a dick about it. he's trying to be very complimentary and say something really heartfelt and nice to me. And I was just, and literally I said this, it's like, what, are we going to make out now?
Oh my God.
what was his reaction?
He's just like, you're an asshole, which is totally true and totally deserved. Cause I was just, God. I was just full on. I just went into full on dick mode.
That is
so
funny.
So yeah, that's why I'm so, the cake wasn't bad enough. The reason I'm really a bad person is just because I was such a dick to my nephew.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
And he was being so, he really wanted
so
to
so open.
Like, yeah. Really vulnerable. And giving me this heartfelt compliment. Oh, and I was just like, eh, whatever. So that's me. So top that. So
that's pretty good.
Okay, so your work is cut out for you.
Oh, my. Every week I'm already cut out.
I'll go because he never has anything.
Because he's a nice person. Yeah. You, on the other hand.
I'm a nice person. Well, like, I have a bad. Okay, this is not a. Well, I have. No, I don't want to say that one.
Oh. because that's too bad?
No, it's just gross. So I guess like I have a friend who you kind of know who drives for Uber Lyft, and he had a bad experience with a passenger who unfortunately vomited.
Classic.
Not only like a girl, because girls are terrible. vomited. All over.
Wait, so this person vomited like a girl, or
vomited
was
like
a girl? You puked like a gal. Like, no, I've never heard that before.
What is that?
Just, you know, women ruin everything. So she vomited all over the car, on the other passenger.
Oh, my goodness.
And
wow, she must have been.
Was this an Uber pool?
Yeah, it was
wow,
a pool.
That's the worst company to vomit in.
Or line. It was line. It was Lyft or one of the.
Oh, my.
Things. But. The vomit ended up like pooled at the like went inside the center of where the chairs are inside the thing,
which is why they call it Uber pool.
Ooh. Oh, that's holy goodness, that was
so.
Set up.
But okay, the reason maybe I'm a bad person is I found it funny. But it's funny, right? We would all find it funny.
If you're in the car, I don't know how much humor there is.
Yeah, I don't know how funny I would find it in the moment. Or if it were my car, if I were driving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because what do you do?
Have you ever been vomited on?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like, as you know, like we said, I have a kid, so, you know. Vomit, puke, blood, everything. Just anything that could come out
that
of that
will
kid.
Come out of an orifice and hit you.
Will eventually end up on you. So
mucus,
so, yeah.
Plasmids.
But I've never had a stranger vomit on me. So there's a
light dancing off of this right here. It's beautiful.
Oh,
that's great for a podcast talk.
Yeah, I have to take a picture.
He sees the light on the. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at this centerpiece here, the bagel centerpiece.
Our bagels.
And it has a
rainbow.
There's a glass half dome that tops it. What do we call those?
It's a cake plate.
Cake
so
plate.
It's a domed cake topper. Yeah, it's
the,
a domed cake
the plate.
The
cake plate dome top has light glinting off of it, and it's radiant and it's lovely.
That's his just, bad
it's
thing.
A, see, it's a spire of light.
No, he's finding a moment of beauty within this vomit talk. So, yeah. Yeah, that's
okay,
elevating.
Okay, now it's for your bad thing, that's Mr. Elevating it. Finding Beauty.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Finding Beauty. Let's see. Well, I just interrupted a funny thing with a thing that no one can tell much of on a podcast, so that's kind of not good.
No.
I know something bad I did. A friend called me yesterday and I have not responded.
Okay, that's all right, because I'm guilty of that all the time.
Why are you not responding on purpose?
No, I remember seeing it as I was playing a game with other friends and I thought, I'll get back to that. And I just remembered.
That's less bad than not responding on purpose,
I guess.
Okay, I see what you mean.
Like some people, I'll be texting with someone, it's like, how's it going? Oh, it's great. What are you doing? La, la, la. Oh, by the way, are you coming to the party on Saturday? And then you don't get a response. And it's like, I know he saw it. Like, he just stopped.
It says red.
And people will be back and forth, and suddenly you ask them a question, and then they don't. They just disappear.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah. I see what you mean. Okay.
Dick move. It's a dick move.
Okay, but then what exactly is the etiquette where you just say, like, all right, I'm done with this texting conversation.
I just tell people, like, gotta go.
Okay.
Because I'm not, I mean, even though texting is supposedly, you know, you should be able to text anywhere, you don't always want to text. Sometimes I'm at the gym a lot or whatever, or we're doing the podcast.
I'm just not ready to give a good answer at a certain moment. So I don't say anything.
Yeah.
Until I can say the proper answer. Right. And if I know that I don't want to say anything, then I will admit that somehow. Like,
wait, okay, how
know.
Do you admit it? How do you admit it?
So let's say someone asks me, are you coming to a party? And I don't want to go to this party.
Right.
I will not have already said that I would be going. I will have said a bunch of maybes over time because I can't tell someone.
So you can't say no. You can only do maybe, maybe, maybe,
I can't
maybe,
say,
and then not
I
show
can't
up.
Say yes to something I know I won't do. So I won't.
Can you,
I will,
can
I will
you
not
say
have
no?
Said that. I That's if the I question. Feel like there's a chance that I would go just for the friend, then I will keep that option open with maybes. Because I don't want to, like, disappoint them, but I also don't want to just have a bad time, right?
For the record, he did show up at my party.
He came to your party, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still thankful for the invitation. That was a fun time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that many people, but it was cool to see y'all amongst your friends and enjoy so many lovely desserts.
A lot of desserts, a lot of different friends. I had the poker friends, I had the nudist friends, I had the writer friends, I had the angry friends.
I did not notice the nudist friends.
Well, I told them they had to stay clothed for the party.
Is that a rough time for them? Like, is it sort of like being naked?
For who?
You see what I mean?
No.
See, like the opposite.
For them to be naked?
For them to come in clothes, do they feel naked?
Yeah, is it awkward?
That's what
for
I,
them?
Yeah. They do enjoy being naked.
Well, that's fair. Like, you can just enjoy being naked. Yeah. But I'm wondering, like, 90%
of
the time, do they not have clothes?
No, I mean, you have to go to work. You have to.
Okay, that's
do
what
all
I was
that.
Wondering. Yeah.
Besides, it was chilly.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was chilly that night. So, yeah. I'm
Shrinkage.
Thinking, like, yeah, trying to get naked, like, and run around the yard while it's like, really
well,
cold.
They do it in Switzerland. You know, they run around in the snow and.
Naked?
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't
that
they
seems
have
just difficult?
Well, they do the sauna and the jacuzzi.
Well, that makes sense.
And then they jump in the snow and then go back in the sauna.
Right.
Oh,
so
that could be kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. that's different because they've been in the sauna and they're really hot. And then you go and roll around in the snow and then
we should do a sauna here. Right, the gazebo should be a sauna.
Okay.
The gazana.
Yeah, yeah, that would work because it's got it's just got thin lattice wood sides.
I mean,
so there's
build one. We don't convert. We put a. It would be nice to have.
Make a new thing, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a little gym out here.
Okay. Sure.
Asana, gazebo. Sure.
We should do the we should do the podcast in a jacuzzi. That would be good. A little, I guess the bubbles would be a little loud.
I'm thinking, figure out the tech.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just, and not to mention the water.
Getting electrocuted. Yeah. Other than those two things, it would be fantastic.
Well, it'd be a great we'd have to have a visual of that. We'd have to have just that. I think that's part of the cachet of the jacuzzi podcast is that you have to see them doing it because then you can see the tripods in the water. And
right,
that's just
and
very entertaining.
Yeah, because you need to play into the whole Southern California thing.
Well, that is very Southern California. I love, because I have a friend I jacuzzi with every week, and I love telling my friends in New York, oh, I'm going to jacuzzi, and they're sitting there, it's like 50, you know, 40 degrees, 30 degrees.
The people who really deserve jacuzzis
don't
have them.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't have them in New York a lot.
Why do you already have such a warm place
with most
of the jacuzzis in the world?
Yeah. Yeah, what's that about? Yeah.
What's that about?
It's relaxing.
What's that
we
about?
Relax. We relax.
What's that?
Yeah. You can't explain being that. Mellow.
Okay. All right, so.
That's why we have marijuana, and we have,
it's also
good.
Geographically because we're closest to, like, the places that make most of it, for this region.
Make most of the, you mean grow marijuana? Or
yeah.
make the jacuzzi?
I wouldn't say make.
Marijuana's everywhere,
grow.
But
yeah, I should say grow.
We're mellow enough now. It's legal. Took a little while, but, you know.
Okay. And. And
New York is not. I'm from New York. They are not mellow.
they are not. But you're attributing that to their lack of weed?
No, I'm saying we are more of a mellow people
so
versus
more
the
of a presence
East Coasters.
Of
so we have the marijuana. We have the jacuzzis. We and like I said, we all look good. People in California look pretty good.
And they can complain about bagels and pizza there. They have the right to.
Who complains about bagels and pizza?
I find
in New York.
I find friends from the East Coast.
Oh, complain
in general,
about,
but especially
well,
friends
people
from
the
New
East
York,
Coast complain about everything.
That's what I'm wondering. Is complaining a symptom of the geography as well?
The East Coast, yes. New Yorkers, they complain a lot, and they're generally heavier.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
When I go back, it always is a sort of a like oh. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Everyone's big.
This is how everyone is.
Not that we don't have biggies here, but,
oh, no,
but on average, they're bigger over there.
Okay.
And,
so,
you know, you have to build up the fat for the winter so you don't get cold.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a
really, you
just
don't think people put on coats? You don't think there are people that are
giving them some credit. Good.
Maybe that's their size. It's just in the coats. And then when they shed them, they're just like me. Just
remember when Bloomberg tried making people less fat in New York?
Yeah.
Bloomberg.
With the, yeah, Mayor
with the
Bloomberg.
Soda thing?
The soda thing.
Yeah, he
they
outlawed...
flipped out.
It did piss people off. And why is that? I mean, like, people are so attached to getting
carbonated acid.
32 ounces of
I think it came down to people don't like being told what to do even though it's good for them. When they enacted seatbelts, you have to wear seatbelts, people were angry. Don't tell me what to do, even though I can't imagine not wearing a seatbelt.
I think there's just a general malaise about like, oh, that's one more right taken away from me. And then so, if you sit back and you think objectively like, well, is this for my safety and my health? Oh, okay. Maybe
well,
I
end,
should think about it.
A lot of the rules, there's always a reason for the law. The seatbelt thing, for instance, the logic was not really to help you. It was to help other people because if you get into a minor accident, you're not wearing a seatbelt, you hit your head against the window, your car's out of control and you can hurt other people. Mm-hmm. That was sort of the logic and why that was the selling point. In why you should wear a seatbelt.
I think it was also just the idea that it was safer.
Oh,
that,
no, no. It is safe. I'm not saying it wasn't safer. I'm just saying that's the reasoning that they tried to give for passing that. And with the soda thing is people are healthier. There's less expense on the healthcare system. You're healthier. You're
that's just
fewer
plain
people
true.
Are going to the hospital. That's a big effect on the country.
But, it is. Yeah, okay. But why do you think people were so pissed off that... They
because we have a culture
have
of
their
they don't want the government
we have a culture
telling
of
them what
opulence.
To do.
Okay, but you think okay, you think having a big
Having a big soda is like carrying around a whatever you feel like you deserve to carry around. It's like I was born in this country, so I get to have my jumbo 7-Up. I don't like that stuff personally, but I feel like that's
okay
because
there
of other
are
people are coming from.
Because you know back where I come from, which is not New York. Okay, so cowboy country, the whole idea is that you go to Maverick, which is sort of a gas station mini mart chain.
Okay.
all through I guess the Southwest or whatever, and you have a big 64-ounce cup.
Oh my!
Yeah, you get goodness. You've got a big mug that holds.
Isn't that just like a bottle of soda? Like,
oh, no, it's like it's 64 half a gallon, right?
Ounces?
Yeah, that it's
eight
it's,
cups.
Yeah, it's 64 ounces of soda, and you just go and fill it up with Red Mountain Dew.
Holy cow! I get like a 33-ounce coconut water thing, and I drink that over days.
Yeah, that's but.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I don't know. They do it, and I just think like, okay, it would lose its fizz. It would go flat. How do you
gotta recharge it?
I mean, how fast can you drink? Like, can you drink 64 ounces fast enough that it wouldn't lose the fizz?
When I was a kid,
you don't even need that much liquid at it.
I don't drink soda. I just drink water now. But when I was a kid, I loved cream soda,
cream soda,
flat. I loved flat cream soda.
Interesting.
Really? Okay. Oh. So
would you let it sit and bubble out?
I forgot how it worked, but flat was good.
For some reason, I read about the history of cream soda.
Ooh, okay. Now and we got story a history time, lesson story time, in cream
story
soda.
Time. I guess in different countries, it's different flavors. Basically, the predominant flavor in cream soda in the U.S. is vanilla. Yeah, and back in the day, when it was invented, and I want to say in the early part of the previous century,
early 1900s?
No, actually I want to go back earlier. I want to say it was the
1800s.
Yeah, the late 1800s.
Ooh.
Dr. Brown's cream soda was one of the first. Yeah, that somebody who invented Dr. Brown's soda was the first cream soda and that they sold it. Eventually the FDA made them stop selling soda as a health, as a tonic, which was like Coca-Cola. All of those things were originally sold as health tonics. Mm-hmm. That Coke originally had,
after drinking this,
because it had originally had cocaine in it. So people were just like, So originally they developed cream soda, but in other countries, like, for example, in Canada, their leading cream soda is bubblegum flavored.
Ooh.
And I think in Australia, their leading cream soda is sort of cotton candy flavored.
Oh, interesting.
That's what this cream soda here reminds me of, and I own a cotton candy machine, so I know what cotton candy tastes like.
Wow, that's cool.
I think we all know what cotton candy tastes like, even if we don't own
a
machine.
That's an experience.
I can make it at any time.
Strung sugar?
I will sit there in the middle of the night and be like, you know what? I want a little cotton candy.
That's wonderful. That seems like a fun and long-term investment.
Yeah, I got that after my first movie got made. I was like, I'm buying a cotton candy machine.
Okay, that's a valid thing. Yes. I know when I was a kid, yeah, my fantasy was to have a cotton candy machine. I thought like, oh, that would be the best thing ever.
Well, when people come over, they're always like, what? They eventually notice it, and it's always like, what is that? Is that a cotton candy machine?
Can I have
and
some,
they're like,
please?
Yeah, can I have some? And I let them make it. I give them the little thing, and I turn it on, and they get to spin around. And
you actually brought it over here and left
fun.
It.
Oh, that's right.
Left it at my house for several months.
Did you use it?
And I did.
Pretty cool.
I actually was like, we're making cotton candy.
Oh, that sounds fun.
And then, yeah, we would try. Oh, because
you can't use regular sugar. It's kind of tasteless.
Yeah.
It's just sweet.
Right. So it's flavored sugar.
It's floss sugar.
Yeah,
flavored sugar?
Yeah. Yeah, there's it's called floss sugar, and it's sort of it's flavored sugar. So there's the pink is vanilla.
So sugar, which is supposed to be sweet and full of flavor, flavored
the flavor
further.
Is just sweet. It's just sugar. But when you get the
it's an intense flavor.
But when you get the pink, it's vanilla flavored. When you get the blue, it's like blueberry. I don't know what the flavor blue is. But there's also I have banana and watermelon. There's all different flavors you can do with it.
Gotcha.
Okay, let's. Okay, we need to make cotton. You need to bring it over, and we're going to do a podcast in which we make cotton candy.
Yeah, that would be. It's louder than the chainsaw.
That's true. That's not going to be good. But have you seen the videos? And I want to say it's someplace in Asia where they're making these elaborate flowers out of cotton candy.
Cotton candy origami?
No, it's sort of like they do different colors, and then they kind of wrap the cotton candy around the little paper cone,
yeah.
And then they they take sticks and move it in and create flower petals and these elaborate things with it. And just the video itself is mesmerizing.
Huh. I've thought about for Halloween, we have a huge parade here in West Hollywood.
Yeah.
To maybe dress as like a clown and bring the machine
down the boulevard. That's an idea.
And people just have people, you know, make cotton candy.
You'd be internet famous probably.
What be kind popular of, there.
What sure. kind of clown?
I'd be
though.
A sexy clown. I'd be a sexy clown. Maybe sexy I would do body clown. Paint. I would do like because I hate having clothes on. So I would probably do like body paint my whole body as like a naked clown with tiny little thing. That would be kind of fun. Or I can cover myself in cotton candy.
Oh, okay. And then people just slowly take it off of you to eat it. Now there's an idea.
Okay, that's hot.
There's an idea.
All right, that seems.
And then it rains, and suddenly, oh my God!
Oh no! Yeah, what do I do?
I'm just thinking. Okay, you do the entire kind of outfit out of cotton candy, which just doesn't seem like that would.
Doesn't seem comfortable if it melts.
Well, comfortable seems neither comfortable nor durable.
I'm thinking not durable.
You'd make it a better block.
Halloween costumes very often are not comfortable or durable.
That's fair.
You do it for a couple of hours,
but you still make it more than a couple of blocks before you. Before it just melts.
And it'd be funny.
Onto
bugs would be sticking to you.
They've already made nests. They've had children. They've had a whole life cycle.
Okay, I'll just go naked, covered in paint, and I'll bring my machine with me.
No, but you need a little pink, fuzzy, like, Speedo thing, but made out of.
Fuzzy pink Speedo would be good.
Fuzz. So it looks
I'm not
like
a
it,
fuzzy pink
no,
Speedo.
No, so it looks like it's made out of cotton candy. That's the point. Mm. Okay, so cotton candy, good, yes.
Yes.
Worst candy.
Ooh, worst candy.
Oh, Halloween candy corn.
It's not the worst. Not the worst.
Circus peanuts.
Well, I don't like peanuts to
Why
begin
are circus
with.
Circus peanuts?
They're not. They don't,
I know
they don't
they're
even
not
taste
peanuts,
like peanuts,
but they look like peanuts.
They're, you know what they are? They're sort of, what are they? What are they?
It's like fake marshmallow.
Yeah,
or?
It's sort of fake marshmallowy kind of.
I'm trying to remember.
Bleh.
Yeah, they're like. But it's not really marshmallow. It's just a dense.
Yeah, but they're sort of the thing that your grandmother
rubber.
Would have
like
in,
sweet
in a candy dish, and nobody would eat, and then you'd finally take a bite of it and realize, like, oh, there's.
This is why I don't eat these.
It's First of all, it's terrible, and then there's dust on it.
I'm getting a visual aid. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, those.
Oh,
things,
ribbon candy is disgusting.
I'm unfamiliar with them.
The old ladies have the ribbon candy in the dish.
Yeah, what is that about?
Old ladies with what's in
yeah
in
ribbon
candy. Ribbon candy.
Okay, so old ladies
it's
with
red and white
with
little striped red and white candies that usually old ladies have a pile of them, but they all stick together. So when you take one, you're taking like 30 with it.
It's like but it's hard candy pants. And it's wrapped in it's kind of like a ribbon.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's pretty bad, and it doesn't really taste like anything. I guess some.
No, it does. I just,
there's cinnamon
just,
stuff, but it's just.
Oh, the worst? Oh, I got the worst. Black licorice.
Black licorice.
No, that's no. That's, no.
Oh, disgusting. No. I don't like. What's the flavor in there? It's
anise.
Is that?
Anise.
Anise.
Yeah, disgusting.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
There
no.
are liquors
like
that are
crust.
Like based on that taste.
Black licorice is kind of awesome. I love it. It's good.
I don't think I
it's
like good. It as candy. I think I like it in other things.
No.
I don't know why.
Okay. All right. But I don't think you've given us your
I'm
worst.
I'm trying to figure out what to say for
worst candy. Worst candy.
You know what? When I was a kid, I hated Almond Joys, but I love them now.
What?
When I was a kid, I hated them. I love coconut now.
I will hit you in the head with a shovel.
Yeah, I don't like Almond Joys.
No.
Coconut and
now
nuts?
You don't?
Because it's
they're
almonds.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they're the best.
No,
Almond Joys are wonderful.
Yeah. If I had, okay, if there's only, okay, so now that's the other thing. There's only one candy that you can eat.
Peeps.
Hershey's.
Peeps. Is that a candy?
Yeah. Peeps are funny.
I love Peeps.
I don't like them now. Now I don't like Peeps.
A lot of people don't like them, and I'm like, it's sugar and marshmallow. What can you not like? And
that's
they're shaped like little bunnies. And then what I do is when I get a peep, I eat the eyeballs first.
Well, that's just
slowly torture
I eat
the
yeah,
that's
what I do. Then I eat one ear, then the other ear, then the head, and then the body. I have a whole
they have
process.
Ears now?
No, the bunnies, the bunny peeps.
Oh, I was thinking of
there's
the
chicks.
The chick peeps.
There's the chick peeps and the bunny peeps.
Although
are those peeps ducks or chickens?
They're chickens.
They're chickens.
See, there was hesitation on both ends.
Yeah, they're chickens. Are they real, or
do we know they're chickens?
They're yellow, so they're...
Never seen fuzzy. A yellow
duck
baby?
Multicolored. They're
all different
colors. Yeah, but
they're fuzzy little duck.
No. They're fuzzy little chicks.
We'll just have to look at the beaks, then we'll know.
Yeah, because they're pointed.
If they're pointy. Yeah, okay, never mind.
Yeah,
but with the bunnies, there's a process to eat them.
I did not know this.
There's a whole anatomy. There's a whole structure.
Okay. Have you put peeps in the microwave?
No.
They turn into Japanese.
Human torch, flame on.
No. They turn into sort of Japanese monsters.
How so?
Because they just kind of grow.
But they kind of
move around.
Also, like Ghostbusters monsters.
Yeah.
And like Slimer and Stay Puffed.
Yeah.
Okay.
How have they not made those into peeps?
Yeah, the Stay Puffed marshmallow should be a peep.
Yeah.
Or its own thing.
Right.
I had a, after one Easter or something, they were on sale at Ralph's for like,
of course,
8 cents, 9 cents. I was like, and I got a ton of them.
You
I
always
was like,
go
oh.
after the holiday.
Yeah,
after
I
the
got
holiday,
a ton of them.
The best
and
deals.
Then I forgot about them. They're sitting above the fridge, and then I opened one up many months later. They did not hold up well.
Oh, they did?
How so?
They just the flavor changed, and they were hardish. And I decided, no, it wasn't good.
Okay.
And,
oh, sure, yeah, but that's just sugar.
No. Okay, so...
Because they're not sealed also. Those little plastic things are not really hermetically sealed.
Right, so here's the thing. I grew up in Nevada, just desert, just dry. So if you left them out for more than a week, they would be crunchy.
Nice.
Crunchy.
Yeah, they would actually dry out so much, like marshmallows.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, crunchy. Back there, if you left the bag of marshmallows open, that they would become crunchy because they would just dry out so much.
Does anybody make deep fried peeps? Ooh, that would be good.
That's a country fair jamboree right there.
Yeah, I think you have to go to the Minnesota State Fair for
that. But they have deep fried Oreos, which are actually quite good.
There's
too.
Deep fried butter. Now that's just a funny
that's
thing.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's just a funny thing.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Someone needs to look up deep fried peeps.
See if that's a thing.
Because they've deep fried everything.
Okay. All right.
I think there's deep fried batter now.
That's just batter.
That's just kind of meta.
Yeah. Like, batter,
how does
yeah.
the batter feel
okay.
about itself?
Yeah, that you batter cookie dough, and then so it's just deep fried dough.
Deep fried, fried,
right.
deep.
Okay. All right. What
we found it.
Got
deep fried peeps.
Aid.
Okay, deep fried. Oh, okay. It sort of looks like. It doesn't look like a peep. Whatsoever.
Well, no, because it's deep fried. It's been destroyed.
It looks like something you would see in
Seems
an
like
emergency room.
Hash brown
room.
Has mold. That's the deep fried peep, folks.
Well, anything deep fried looks like that.
No, if a hash brown, it sort of looks like if you had deep fried fiberglass insulation. Okay,
that's
the
funny.
Pink,
yes.
the pink stuff. Yeah.
Yes, it does. That's
which,
well done. Yeah.
Which you could then pass off. It's like, oh, here, try this. It's deep fried peep.
Oh, my
and that,
God.
That would be...
Just poison all the people at the fair.
Sure, why not?
You have a deep fryer, right? We should try deep fried peeps.
I don't have a deep fryer. Why do I... Okay,
you
just
look at me...
You have
everything in your kitchen. I just assumed you had one.
You look at me because I'm a fat ass, and you just assume that I have a deep fryer.
I mean, he's kind of a fat ass. Yeah, you can't lie.
Yeah.
Only for the decadence of desserts, I'd
right,
say.
Right, right. If I hadn't gone to a dessert party...
It always comes down to that. It's right. always my fault.
Right. Right.
No, not your fault. No, I've known them for a while, and it's always been
cookie,
baked goods.
Taffy.
Yeah,
they're always making something.
Baked goods are wonderful, and I've enjoyed them ever since.
The baking is a problem. Right. Okay. All right. So anyway, let's figure
good
out...
thing?
Yeah, let's figure out good stuff.
All right, I got
good
one.
Oh, you
I
really?
Finally have one.
Wow.
So there's a movie that I absolutely adore called He's My Girl. It is probably terrible. It's a comedy from the mid-80s. T.K. Carter, who was in The Thing, stars in it. And it's about this white guy who has his black best friend in middle America somewhere. And there's a kind of the white guy's a singer and the black guy's his manager. And so there's a contest in Los Angeles, and the manager sends out all these things to try to win the contest. He gets it done, and it's a contest to get two can go to Los Angeles for a trip. But he's supposed to take a girl. He's not allowed to take a guy. The contest rules, you have to take, a girl. And so the manager decides, you know what? And he basically goes drag. He turns into this sassy black woman, and the two of them go to L.A. and there's a music producer and hijinks ensue, and that Tilly girl with the bad voices in it.
Jennifer Tilly.
Oh, my God. It's terrifying, that voice. And it's just a silly comedy about them, and it makes comments about race a little, and it's just sort of goofy and fun, and he's playing both parts. He's playing the male self in L.A. and also the female self, so he has to keep changing, and he's involved with a girl and blah, blah, blah. So I watched this with a friend, and we like bad movies, and it's just one of these things we love watching.
Yes.
Over and over and over again. And there's a girl in it, this actress, I forget her name. She doesn't act anymore. But she, you know how you say, like, people act with their eyes all the time? She's all eyes. She has these big eyes, and every scene where she's showing emotion, the eyes just pop constantly. And especially if you're stoned, it is really funny to watch. So this movie we love, and it was on YouTube, because it wasn't really available on DVD, and somebody uploaded it, and so we would just watch it on YouTube. You know, someone illegally put it up. And it was there for years, like 5-6 years.
Wow.
Suddenly, it was gone. The audio, removed. Because the soundtrack, it has a really good soundtrack.
Oh, my goodness.
It has, like, major songs. Beatles, Pointer Sisters, like, from the 80s, like, really big songs.
Right.
And this... It's impossible. That movie will never see a DVD because they will never pay for the rights now, because for some reason, and I don't understand the rules, but when you have something from the 80s that has popular music, the rights, I guess, disappear. And if you want to put it on another medium like DVD or Blu-ray, you have to repay for those songs.
Wow.
And it's just too expensive.
They'll never be able to.
Too expensive. So, so I found the movie on VHS. Someone was selling it on eBay. I bought the VHS. We're going to convert it to DVD with a converter thing.
Nice.
And it showed up this week, and I got my He's My Girl VHS, and I'm very excited.
Okay.
That's my good thing.
So, okay. All right.
One thing,
that's
we did catch, I guess MGM High Def showed it, but because they actually changed all the music. So when you watch it,
okay.
So I guess it can play sometimes, but it's completely different, more generic stuff than all the really good stuff.
Different soundtrack. Okay. All right. That's fun. That's a good thing. Dart, anything? What's good this week?
What's good?
Anything good?
Your hair.
Yesterday, I finally got to use my second spike ball kit, because my first one is just lost in the ether. And it had my ultimate cleats. It had my cones for recreation. He was a big loss, but now I have a spike ball kit again, and I've had a very fun time showing it to some friends. And
tell us spike ball.
Yeah,
I don't want to advertise. No. I already have.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it's a very fun game. It's if volleyball and ping pong had a child on a trampoline, then this is the game for you. Like, if you enjoy that sort of thing.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, two teams of two. You pretty much slap a ball onto a net, a trampoline. It rebounds off the net. The other team is then forced to also spike onto the net. And like volleyball, you have two hits between yourself and your teammate to try and save it.
Okay.
So let's say it goes really far. How do you get it? You have to run to it, lob it up into the air. You have to get it back to the net somehow. And the coolest part is that you play it in 360 degrees. So you can choose any angle to hit the ball.
Okay, wait, so you're not playing on a trampoline.
You're not bouncing on the trampoline.
You just have to hit it onto.
You're playing around a trampoline.
There are two small trampolines each side has. Or is there one trampoline both?
There is one singular circular trampoline.
In the middle.
That you
and
have to bounce
net?
The ball off
And there's
of.
A net that, instead of a real trampoline mesh. So it's a net like that lattice over there, except it's just like a simple rope.
Can we do this on the beach?
Oh, the beach is where is like the most popular constituency.
Because I want to get
tournaments. There are professional leagues.
I want to get friends to do volleyball this summer, because I keep trying to do LA stuff.
Yes,
in LA.
Very good.
So maybe we can do that.
Spike ball. Yes,
okay.
You're joining. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I love sports.
We'll put together I need people who can do sports. Most of my friends are fat and lazy.
Wonderful. We'll get them into shape.
Okay. All right. I like that. That's good. For me, a good thing. My nephew that I was a dick to, he came down and he was helping with this big painting. We're remodeling.
Wow.
Yeah, we're remodeling a room, so... So yeah, he helped. He helped me.
So
paint.
He was really nice and came down, and you were a dick.
And I was a dick.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but so that was my bad person thing. But my good person thing is him. I mean, like, oh, you know, that's my good thing that he came lovely. Down and he helped out.
Now so you say something good. Nice about him. Yeah. Okay. So you could have done it when he was actually melting in front of you.
You can start. He's a wonderful person.
Yeah. No. So that's it. That's my good thing. So with that, we'll wrap it up. So thanks for listening, and we will talk to you next time.